It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot, and this is your host Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check out the videos on Comcast Roku or just search for INDTV USA in social media. While the Sharks are back home from a two-game road trip, that road trip they were able to split. They lost the first game, but the last game, second game on the road, they won 4-0. McKenzie earned his second shutout as the Sharks this season. So that was a pretty impressive win for the Sharks. It also ended their longest losing streak, their third longest losing streak of the season at 9. And with just 9 games remaining, we're not about to top that anymore. Now, in the month of March, Sharks only had 2 wins, only one at home. And in February, they had 1 win, which was on the road. So it was no win at home in February. But at the end of January, on January 30th to be exact, Sharks won against the Seattle Kraken right here at the SAP Center with a 2-0 score. And today they're taking on the Seattle Kraken. And today is the third or fourth matchups between these two teams. The first matchup was in Seattle, which the Sharks lost 7-1. So the series is tied at 1 now. Now, currently, the Krakens are in the sixth spot in the Pacific Division with 73 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific with just 42 points. So today is a chance for the San Jose Sharks for a win. It's a winnable game for the Sharks indeed. The top scorer for the Sharks, well, actually, before I get to that, in the last 10 games, the Sharks are 1-8-1, while the Seattle Kraken are 2-6-2. So not a whole lot of difference, especially more recently. So there's a good chance for the Sharks today. Leading the Sharks in the last 5 games is Zetterlund with 2 goals. And for the points, it's been William Eklund with 5 points and 5 assists. And for the Kraken, leading the score in the last 5 games is Eberle with 2 goals and McCann with 4 assists. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for the Sharks here tonight. As far as the lineup, the coach is going with the exact same lineup which he had on the road against the St. Louis Blues, where the Sharks won 4-0. So on the top line today is Klim Kostin with Michael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line is Justin Bailey with Lou Cunning and Philip Zadina. On the third line, it's Tomas Bertelö with Nico Sturm and Kevin LeBanc. On the fourth line is William Eklund with Ryan Carpenter and Mike Hoffman. And for the defense tonight is Mario Ferraro with Kyle Burrows, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Kalen Addison, and Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta. And in the net is Mackenzie Blackwood. Should be a fun game for the fans here tonight. Let's go to the fans and see what they think. So what do you think about the matchup for the Kraken here?
I'm very excited for it tonight, absolutely.
You know, I mean, Sharks are looking to bounce back here. They're at home. I think last matchup was here at home was 2-0
for the Sharks. Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, this is my first game, so I'm rooting just for the best players. So I'm okay if either win.
Whoa. Well, that's surprising.
I know.
So yeah, so as long as it's a good game, and it's going to be a good game.
It's a good game, absolutely. If we go into overtime or have a couple power plays, I think that'd be very exciting.
So are you local here or are you from Seattle?
No, I'm actually from Northern California in Redding.
And how did you end up picking Seattle?
I like the fact that they're one of the newest on the league, and they made it to the playoffs last year.
That was
I was rooting for them a lot last year, so that's kind of what got me hooked.
What do you think about the name and the logo and all that?
I think it's fine, absolutely. It bodes well to the history and the culture that Seattle really plays for, and to be able to have that type of legend behind it, I think it's really important.
But you know, the teams make fun of that, you know, Kraken, right?
Let them. They can crack all them jokes if they want to.
It doesn't matter, right? So what's your thought, or what do you think the score might be today?
I hope for tons. I hope for a high score for either game. Yeah.
So are you with her too? So what do you think? You agree with anything she says, or you're a diehard fan?
I'm not a diehard fan. I'm just here. Have fun.
Are you going to root for the Sharks instead?
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun. So what do you think the score might be?
Let's go 5-0. Shark
go for the Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Shark just won 4-0 on the road. So.
I know they did. They did really well. That was a fun game.
Go
Krakens!
So what do you think about the matchup for the Sharks here?
I think we have a chance for sure, yeah.
We did beat them last time here. So.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think of the season so far? Obviously, we're on the bottom, but as a rebuild, how do you feel the things are going for the Sharks? What do you feel about some of the youngsters on the lineup and, of course, some of the prospects?
Yeah, we definitely got some young talent on the team, and we're definitely going to do well today.
And so what do you think? You agree with them?
I definitely think that there's always going to be room for improvement, but if you can, you know, build yourself back up, like, if you not get knocked down, I mean, there's always a chance for a comeback.
And now what do you think? You think are we just better off losing here instead of sort of trying to get a little win streak at the end and maybe messing up the top prospect here?
Yeah, winning streaks would help and mess things up and move things up in the numbers up top. So that would be good.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm like worried. I think we already suffered the pain in most of the season. Might as well sort of hunker down for a few more games and maybe get the top draft pick.
Yeah, let's hope so. That'd be great.
So what do you think? What do you think score might be today?
What did you want? I don't know. Sharks 4, I guess?
Yeah, of course. We got to have the tacos win or lose, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think the final score would be against, with the Kraken?
I don't know, but hopefully it's like 4-0. That'd be great.
4-0. So you still want to see a win regardless?
Yep.
That's the thing with the fans, right? It's hard to see a lose, but, you know, even though it might help us.
Yeah, totally agree.
Always. As odd as that sounds, a lose will help, but a win would be great.
Yeah.
So if you had to root, you would go happy if we win today or if we lose today?
I'd probably be happy if we win today because I want free tacos.
Yeah, because with the loss, the reward is in a distance, right?
Yeah.
So who knows what will happen. Any prediction for you for the score?
Definitely 4-0. That's right. Yeah.
We're going. I'll go 4-1. 4-1.
You're not too confident on that shutout.
Fine, we'll let him have one.
Well, McKenzie just had his second shutout, so it could happen two in a row.
Yeah, it could. It could.
Go Sharks!
Go Sharks!
So what do you think about the matchup today?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
You think Sharks can win?
Absolutely.
We got the blue. We're ready to go.
So what do you guys think? Have you been following the season closely? And what's your thought? Are Sharks just better off finishing at the last or trying to get a win here?
Yeah, I think they may as well get that first pick, right? Why not? Get crash and burn.
That win sort of comes a little closer to messing that up, right?
Yeah, but it's okay. I think they have enough room to lose and still get that pick.
So what do you agree with that? A win is still okay? We still got a little buffer?
I think so, yeah.
You just want to see Sharks win at home?
I want to see the Sharks play, yeah.
Any prediction on the score today?
3-1.
I think it's going to be 2-1.
Sounds good. So what do you think? You think Sharks going to win today?
Oh, yeah. Sharks are going to win. Let's go.
And I see you got a lot of little Sharks. So what do you think the score is going to be today?
59.
I would love 59. That's one every minute. You know, how great is that? You agree with that?
Yeah.
And how much the other team's going to score?
Zero.
Zero? What? 0-59.
I honestly think one.
One? You take what you can, right?
I think the other team's going to be one, and the Sharks are going to be like 3 or 4.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that. You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
The Sharks going to win?
Yes.
What about you?
I do believe that the Sharks are going to win.
You guys are all dressed up here. I see there's a lot of Sharks support here.
We're totally ready for this game.
Yeah. Exciting. So you agree with everything they're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got 1, 2, 3, 4 Sharks. Maybe we get 4 goals. Actually, 5 Sharks. 5 goals.
And even if we average all those out, it's still like 20-something for the Sharks,
right? Of course, right. Yeah, just take the average. I'm sure we'll get the right answer. Absolutely. Yeah.
Go Sharks!
A very tough start for the Sharks to the game today. Before the Sharks had their first shot on goal, they gave up a goal, they took a penalty, they gave up 2 breakaways, and they allowed a second goal, which got disallowed upon coach's review for the offside, and all that in the first 8 minutes of the first period. Just the way the game started on the very first shift, Fabian Zetterlin turned over the puck in the right circle, and seconds later it ended up on the tape of Bernier's in that left circle, and he just ripped a rocket to the far side top corner and made it 1-0 Seattle.
Starting things out, and Hextall and the Kraken countering with a goal by Matty Beniers. Last year's Rookie of the Year in the NHL scores on Seattle's first shot of the...
Just over halfway through the period, Oliver Bjorkstrand got the puck in the right circle from the boards, from the back boards, and he just ripped a quick snap to the short side and made it 2-0 Seattle.
Bjorkstrand, after the primary assist on the Beniers goal earlier, Riker Evans putting it down for Carpenter. Beniers gloves it down. He's got company and help. Now a shot and a goal. Oliver Bjorkstrand picks the top corner. 2-0 Kraken.
And then a couple of minutes later, Clean Costin drew a tripping penalty. And on the power play, Mikael Granlund made the pass from behind the goal onto the tape of Fabian Zetterlin in the right circle. And he just ripped a one-timer bomb to the far side, which cut the Seattle lead to just 1 goal.
By Brandon Tanev, who checks the stick afterwards to make sure it didn't become compromised or even break. Now Granlund to Zetterlin. He scores! Fabian Zetterlin, a power play goal. Make sure it didn't become compromised or even break. Now Granlund to Zetterlin. He scores. Fabian Zetterlin, a power play goal.
But before the period was over, Kyle Burrows pinched in the neutral zone, which led to a 2-on-1 breakaway going the other way, and with Shane Wright on the left side and Eberle on the right. Eberle got the pass across Mario Ferraro, who was in the middle, onto the tape of Wright, and he just snapped it in the net and made it 3-1 Seattle, and that's how the first period ended. But by the end of that first period, Sharks were out shooting Seattle 12-10.
Continue to be positive around every guy that he comes in contact with in that locker room. Jaden Schwartz, Shane Wright, Jordan Eberle, back to Wright, he scores! Shane Wright, in his first game back from the AHL, has his first goal of the year, and it's 3.
Well, a correction on the shots. It was changed to 11-10 Sharks for the first period. Now, in the second period, Sharks played much better. And just about 5 minutes into that period, Marc-Edouard Vlasic took a hard shot from near the left blue line. And that shot was deflected in the net by Clean Costin, which made it 3-2 Seattle. That's how the second period ended. In the second period, Sharks again outshot Seattle 9-8.
Scoots away from Beniers behind the net. To the point for Addison. Zetterlin, back door. Vlasic scores! For Addison. Zetterlin, back door. Vlasic scores! Marc-Edouard Vlasic! And the Sharks climb to within a goal. Clean Costin tipped it in. It's 3-2.
Well, the Sharks started off the third period down 3-2. Neither team scored for most of that third period. So with just over a minute left in the third period, San Jose Sharks took out their goalie. And with seconds left in the game, Jared McCann scored an empty netter goal for the final score of 4-2 Seattle tonight.
Net done for Schwartz. Schwartz for McCann. McCann, empty net, hit the post, but gets his own rebound and score. Jared McCann into the empty.
Now, one of the things that sort of put that Sharks in the back was that third goal by Seattle. And that started off with Kyle Burrows stepping up in the neutral zone and basically pinching, which led to that two-on-one breakaway. Here's Kyle talking about the struggles for the San Jose Sharks in the defensive zone and especially that play.
Kyle, obviously a tough loss tonight, another first period. What seems to be going wrong with third period? Seems to struggle slow out of the gates.
Yeah, I mean, can't really put our finger on it right now. Obviously, we need to be ready to play. And, you know, when you give up a goal 29 seconds into the game, it's not the way you want to start it. And it doesn't really set the tone well. And, you know, obviously, we're going to have to be better at that and move forward and, you know, obviously correct that.
A little bit of a silver lining the last three games. You guys have had good responses to those first periods. What does it say about the resilience of the group?
Yeah, I mean, all year, I think, you know, our resilience is something that we pride ourselves on, and being able to climb back and never kind of say die, and, you know, keep fighting and, you know, try to get it to extra time and give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, obviously just, you know, a little too late here tonight.
Now, what did you see on that first goal? It looked like the puck was bouncing around on you guys there.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just what it was. It was bouncing. You know, obviously you let a guy shoot from out there. He's guy's known to score in this league. He's got a great shot on him, and, you know, it's a tough shot to face for the first one of the night for Blackie.
And on the Shane Wright goal, it seems like a sort of a issue with the rush or accepting the rush there, and it seems like you guys have had maybe some trouble with that recently, just trying to defend that. Can you just kind of just what happened there on that one?
Yeah, they made a good play. I think I don't really know much what else to say there. They made a good play. I don't know if it's, you know, obviously it's something that we're maybe not keen on, but, you know, you got to tip their hat. They made a good play, and, you know, another scramble in front of the net where, you know, it ends up in the back of the net, and it's not what we want.
So after that fast start, you guys kept them at three goals for a while. You got within one goal, but you couldn't get over the hump. So how frustrating was that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, we had chances. I think, you know, we kept pressing. You know, I think that's something that's, you know, for us, it's there and in comes in waves. And for us right now, when, you know, when we can't get those things to go in, it's a little frustrating. But, you know, like I said, we're a resilient group, and we're going to look at it and come back and, you know, try to do better the next game.
As you guys work towards, you know, the end of the season coming up here, is that the goal to sort of playing some 60-minute game?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more that we can play kind of complete hockey and the way that we can, you know, show ourselves and show what, you know, each player in this room can bring for next year, and, you know, whether that's, you know, for this team or if our guys are auditioning for other teams, that's the thing too. We need to play our best hockey, and I think, you know, for us as an organization, I think that's a big key for us these last, you know, what is it, 8 games. I think for us, you know, we need to play our best hockey. We need to kind of show that who we are as players, as men, and what we can bring to this organization.
So, Kyle, on their last goal there, you were in the neutral zone. Were you thought you could get to the puck there? Did you pinch there a bit or to get that 2-on-1?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you think you can get the puck there. I think, I don't know, I think anybody would try to step up. Obviously, Schwartz, I think who it was, or Schwartz, or whatever his name. He made a good play over the stick. I think, you know, it's a tough one. I think, you know, you got guys coming back where you can stand up, and, you know, it's a tough result.
Another goal for Clem Costin. What have you seen from him since the Sharks acquired him?
Yeah, he's a big player. You know, he makes plays. He's physical. He's good around the net. You know, I think plays a little bit of an edge, which is, you know, fun to see. And, you know, he's kind of fit in pretty seamlessly, I think. I don't know what you guys think, but I think he's kind of fit in to our group and brought a little bit of stink to his game and a little bit of snarl. And, you know, we like that.
Thank you, Kyle. Kleem Costin had a solid game tonight. He even drew a penalty, a tripping penalty, and also he scored that goal with a deflection from a shot from Marc-Edouard Vlasic on the blue line. He wouldn't elaborate much on that goal, But he did say about the physicality that he brought to the game. He had 5 hits tonight. He led the team in hits. So, Clem, maybe you can take us through that deflection on the goal with the Vlasic. What did you see there?
Puck. I see puck.
Well, I hope so. But you're expecting to that deflection there, or what was the thought there?
I don't know. I just tried, and then it went in. So I don't know. I don't know actually how to answer those questions.
You let out a pretty significant celebration. Just your consistency of your game. How have you felt about just the fact that you're continuously getting some chipping in offensively?
I mean, yeah, like playing with the guys like Granny and Zets. It's you're obviously gonna have some like points, some goals, some assists because they're obviously good players. So just like I said before, I just feel alive again and then enjoy my hockey with the Sharks and just want to pay back for the coaching trust. So yeah,
you've brought a little bit of a physicality to your game, something that the Sharks forwards, you know, maybe have been missing a little bit, and just creating space for Granlund. I don't know, how have you felt the physicality has helped your line mates?
I mean, the game just went a little dirty after a couple of hits, and then we got an answer for those. So I didn't really like big hits. I didn't really like the hurt guys. So, but when the game goes that way, like we got an answer.
Clem, what are you seeing with the slow starts in the first period these last 3 games? What's the biggest reason for that?
Today was, I think, the worst start since I'm here. I don't know actually what's the reason, but yeah, we just got to play from the first minute, and then we look really, really bad in the first 10 minutes. So thanks Blakey that he kept us in the game.
Now, what's made it so enjoyable here? You know, you said that you feel alive, you know, playing here.
Ice time.
You talk about that ice time, just feeling alive again, and then just the culmination of your career here. Do you feel like this could be a place where you could spend a lot of time here?
Well, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, so I'm not sure, but I really hope that I can stay here and then be a big part of the team. I really enjoy my time here, enjoy guys, enjoy stuff, everyone in the team.
You mentioned the future. Obviously, the Sharks are where they are in the standings. Just the future, just being a part of the rebuild, does that excite you?
Yeah, of course. I think we're missing, like, we have a lot of young guys, so we're missing, like, a few, like, I would say, like, superstars, so, that we need. I would say, like, experiences, guys. So, yeah, but, like, we build for next season.
Now we've asked you a lot about playing with Mikhail Granlund. What's it like playing with Fabian Zetterlund? You know, he had a goal tonight, too.
I mean, it's really good to play with him. Just pass the puck and he should score. So, yeah, I really like to play with him.
All right, thanks, Quinn.
Thank you. The Sharks just started the game off too slowly. 8 minutes, no shot on goal, already down a goal, gave some breakaways. Eventually, they were down 2-0, and that was just a little too much for the Sharks to come back tonight. They did pull back, and they were within a 1-goal game till near the end, but nonetheless, a tough loss for the Sharks. Here's Coach David Quinn talking about some of the Sharks' struggle tonight, and also the game of Kleem Costin, especially the physicality he brought to the game tonight.
All right, Coach, they got off to a start where they scored in the first 30 seconds, and then they got a 2-0 lead, and then you guys got within one and then kept it at one when it's 3-2, but couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, there's a pattern now going on where we've gone off to bad starts here the last 3 games, and we've done a better job being ready to go at the drop of the puck. You don't have much of a chance in this league when you're only playing 40 minutes. And I know we've touched on this the last 2 games. At least we've came back and found our game for the last 2 periods. But, you know, disappointing we're ready to go at the drop of the puck. Right from the get-go, make a blind pass in the O zone and then just, you know, give up an easy goal to start the game. And Never really recovered much after that in the period. I thought the end of the period was a little bit better. Power play obviously was opportunistic, but just weren't able to, to stop the bleeding during the period. But, you know, liked our second, and I thought our third was okay. I thought they had more of the better play in the third. But, you know, it's tough to win a hockey game when you're only really playing for 40 minutes.
What needs to be better defensively, like on the right goal? That seems to be an issue recently, just defending the rush and the 200 feet.
The right goal, which one was that?
Third one.
2-on-1.
I think Kyle pinched there in the neutral zone.
Yeah, it was a bad read. I mean, there was no bad, we just made bad decisions in the neutral zone. Instead of absorbing the play, we tried to poke check and just absorb the rush. I mean, it was really a bad read by a couple. We were in great position, and then, one in the neutral zone, and we get beat. We had a good angle, but played the puck, and they jumped by us, and then we step up again and play the puck, and it's a 2-on-1, and we actually stop skating coming back and ends up on the back of the net. So, that's frustrating.
Clem Costin scored another goal tonight. He said one of the reasons why he's really enjoying it here is the ice time and the trust he's had from the coaching staff. What have you liked about just the physicality and all about his game right now?
Well, he's a hockey player, he's got poise with the puck, he's not afraid to make a play, he can make a play, he can protect it, so there's a lot to like about him. So, he's a first-round talent who, is making the most of his opportunity here.
He said, asked him about his physicality tonight, he said, the game got a little bit of dirty and you have to respond to the physicality, something the Sharks, we've talked about throughout the season, just having that physical response. Is this something you like to see from him?
Love it. I mean, we need more of that all throughout our lineup. I mean, he's a guy with the size to do it too, so, it's good to see he's got a history of being physical. I think his best hockey's ahead of him for sure. I mean, he's got 8 games here to finish strong, but I think it's going to be a big, big summer for him, because I think if he does the thing he needs to do and should do this summer, he can make a big jump next year.
That physicality, is that what you want to see from his team over these last, 7-8 games here, just to play with that type of identity?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a physical sport. It's played in a small area. It's very fast, and you got to be engaged physically if you're going to give yourself a chance. And we weren't anything like that in the first 20 minutes. It got better in the last 40, but I don't think to the level that we need it to be. So, that's something we've got to really focus on, especially against a team like LA.
The 60-minute type effort, too. I mean, just for this group to learn how to do that, I guess, before the end of the season, those players.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of flipped the switch script here. First 2 periods were really good for us a while, and then the third we struggled, and now we've kind of struggled the first 20 and they played better in the last 40. So we've got to find that happy medium and play well for all 60.
What's Clem need to do this summer? What's his next step?
Well, I think he's going to be in a better position mentally, because I think he knows how we feel about him. And, I think he's, from a training standpoint, a conditioning standpoint, he's going to make the next jump as far as conditioning goes.
Is that kind of similar to what you told Tomas Hertl after last season?
Yes.
Couple more.
With Zetterlund, I know a rough start for him, but it seemed like he got better and better during the game. Just in general with him, we've talked a lot about him this season, but how has he improved this season in terms of not just from last season, but from, he's had a strong start, and just how has he gotten better as a player?
He's played with more confidence. I think he's in a better mindset. Obviously he's earned the opportunity he's gotten so far, and he's more confident with the puck, and he never touched on the defensive side of things. He's got to get better from a defensive perspective, and he's working on that, and he's a guy that wants to get better in those areas. So this is really his first full season with this type of opportunity, and I think finishing strong here is very important for him. But I think if you're going to build your career, you got to have a year like this and then take it to the next level next year. So, but he's got 8 games now to finish strong, like we talked about with him, finish strong from an offensive and defensive perspective.
That turnover that he has, last, and that's here, like something that he's built on.
The two of the first shift.
But then that doesn't throw him off though. Maybe it would have last year, or maybe
right,
he wouldn't have gotten an ice game. I guess that's
right. Well, he's built confidence too with his play, so he knows, he knows that he's going to get an opportunity again to play through it.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 57% to 43%, hits 22-8, giveaways 8-6, and takeaways 6-5, while the Kraken led in shots 32-26 and block shots 18-13. Now for the 3 stars of the game tonight. The first star is from the Kraken, and that's Oliver Bjorkstrand, who had one goal and one assist. The second star, also from the Kraken, is Jordan Eberle, who had one assist, and he was plus two tonight. And the third star tonight is from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Fabian Zetterlund, who had one goal and one assist. If you happen to be listening to our show on the San Jose Sharks app, you can also check out the video on Comcast Roku or just search INDTV USA in social media. We will see you again on Thursday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Los Angeles Kings right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those listening to us on the San Jose Sharks app, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.